Have you ever heard of someone who has been adopted and who tries to find their roots? Or do you have a case of sperm donation in your family? Listen up. In this episode, we are looking into the dynamics in family systems in case of an adoption, egg or sperm donation and surrogacy. Welcome to the Family Constellation Virtual Podcast. I'm your host Maya, and with every episode I take you deep down into family systems in search for ancestral healing. I have close to 20 years of experience in this field, working for international clients, workshop participants and trainees, as a systemic coach and facilitator with a bachelor degree in family constellations in the method of Bert Hellinger. Here we are exploring hidden dynamics and family secrets, finding what heals the family wound and what brings happiness and freedom to our lives with case studies, insights and interviews around family constellation and related soul healing modalities. For many partnerships, it is heartbreaking to learn that they cannot have their own children. With the fertility rate getting lower each year due to lifestyle choices and environmental pollution in the Westernly world, but the deep desire to create a family, there are more and more affected couples turning towards adoptions. And it seems as if this is not only the solution to their problem, but also a win-win situation in general. To give an unwanted or parentless child a home seems to be the utmost altruistic motive to do something good too. Some use a surrogate mother or a sperm or egg donor to achieve the same result, expanding the family and having a child of their own to love and care for to make them feel complete in the light of any biological difficulties they face to conceive their own child. This is quite common in same-sex relationships, or when one of the partners has a medical condition that inhibits them to conceive a child. The question I have been asked frequently when I originally published the article about adoptions on our website is there the same dynamic at play as if it is in the case of an adoption? So let's look at how an adoption affects the family system first. In Bert Hellinger's first order of love, we can see who belongs to a family system. These are all the children, parents, grandparents, siblings and partners, and sometimes former partners, in 2 to 3 generations. The parents of the parents are included in one's family system up to 7 generations back, plus those who are genetically not related but have bonded through actions or destiny. It takes a village to raise a child, goes the saying, but it makes a minimum of 240 souls to create a family system one belongs to, and often many, many more. These orders, the orders of love, are derived from the phenomenologically work of Bert Hellinger within over 40 years and in line with what we perceive when we work with family constellations. When someone is cast out who belongs to the family system, the first order of love is disobeyed. And this in turn causes suffering within the whole family, sometimes forward 7 generations, and in rare occasions even more. In many countries, adoption terminates the birth parent's right and responsibilities towards the adopted person. In Japan, for instance, the civil code acknowledges that adoption ends existing relationships between the adopted child and their birth parents and blood relatives. And in countries where the civil code doesn't provide such a regulation, for example in France, the parties of the adoption can and often do agree to the termination of all rights of the birth parents, which includes the right of citizenship, name, and inheritance. Much more confusing are the laws about the parental right to a child in the case of surrogacy and egg or sperm donorship. This can be overruled by state laws to an extent that the sperm donor becomes liable for child maintenance, like in a case from Kansas in the US. On contrary, There are countries who keep the information about the sperm or egg donor completely confidential, but only until the child turns 18, much like in the case of an adoption. However, it seems that most have in common that at one stage or the other the children will have the right to receive information about their blood-related parents, but that they are cut off their inheritance and have no rights to take on their name or citizenship. The case of a surrogate mother is different to adoption and donations. Here, the child who is born by the surrogate is made out of the egg and sperm of the mother and father who are bringing them up as well, since their own sperm and egg has been fertilized by IVF and inserted into the womb of the surrogate mother. From the viewpoint of a family system, these children belong to the parents they live with. They are their biological parents. Other than the emotional disturbance that the mother wasn't able to carry the child and bond with it through pregnancy, and that the surrogate mother may have bonded with a child that doesn't belong to her family system, on a soul level, the orders of love apply here as if the child would have been carried out by its mother. This can cause some traumatic experience by not using the birth energies on both mother and child because they never went through a mutual birth experience, but there will be no imbalance in the orders of love through this occurrence. The question that arises here is, what impact has it on the child and their family system when it is giving away for an adoption or through sperm and egg donation and cut off from all their rights? And what are the consequences for the family system of this child? And finally, what impact does have an adoption or donation on the family system which the child comes into? According to Bert Hellinger's Orders of Love, an adopted child is remaining a full member of the family system they are born into, regardless of the fact that the rights to belong to the birth family have been given up in the physical world by legal agreement or decree. The soul of the child still belongs to the family of origin and will remain there no matter what happens to the body. In a case of an adoption, especially right after giving birth and therefore being held a secret in many cases, leaves a gap in the orders of the family system, which will never be closed until the missing child is acknowledged. This missing child is made visible by the family soul in many ways, to not be forgotten. There will be suffering in the family throughout many generations, either in form of a disease, a repeated negative pattern, accidents, depressions, sometimes all the way to inexplicable suicides. The family soul has a strong urge to be whole and to make sure everyone has their rightful place in the system. Therefore, suffering will be created until one of the descendants finds it unbearable and seeks help to look at the family entanglements and intergenerational traumas, which will uncover the truth about the adoption. In a family constellation, these children are made visible with the help of representatives who are resonating with the morphogenetic field of the family system of origin. I have seen this in many workshops. A representative who has been chosen for a family member, for example, the maternal grandfather, doesn't feel any connection with the represented great-grandparents. This is a clear sign that this family member has other biological parents and therefore belongs to another family, and the chosen person are not part of their family system. When I asked the client if there was an adoption in the family, they said astonished, "Yes, my grandfather was adopted." So now we have to add the birth parents of the grandfather to the constellation in order to find that movement that heals the family wound. On the other hand, when the client who is adopted places representatives for their adopted parents thinking that they are their family system because he never met his birth parents, you can often see that the representative of the client is looking for others and not to the parents, without strong emotions, showing neither dismissal nor affection towards them. The representative is clearly waiting for their true parents and their ancestors to arrive on the scene. Sometimes the morphogenetic field is taking a shortcut. When the client, who is adopted but didn't mention it, places a representative of her family system, herself, father, mother, and others, it takes over the lead and already places the true family of origin members there, the birth parents and their ancestors. How do I see this? Because the dynamic from the representative of the client towards the mother and father is very different here. Strong emotions will show longing, relief, grief, or often anger, or everything together. The anger is a result of an early interrupted movement towards the mother when the child has been given up, regardless of the circumstances that might have made this step necessary at that time. The anger of the traumatized child is combined with the love and need for the mother. Therefore, the child is torn between their anger that wants to push her away and their deep love for her that wants to fly into her arms. Loneliness is a common symptom in adopted children, no matter how loving and safe their upbringing was. This feeling of something is missing, being unable to stay in relationships, depressions, or sometimes more severe mental impairments can point towards a hidden truth in the family. But you'll never know it until you look at the dynamic of a family system with a family constellation. What is the true cause of their burden that these children carry with them all their lives? Through allowing this child a voice and the movement of the souls back to unity, healing is enabled. Sometimes all the way back 7 generations, and future generations are free of this burden as well. What can one do to prevent this from happening? Bert Hellinger has the answer. If the child still has their own family who can look after it, fostering is preferred to adoption. The rights of the child to their birth parents will not be given up. It will be openly communicated that the child has another family it belongs to, and no family secret is created, and therefore no family wound. If the child has no close family members left to look after it, adoption is possible when it is also openly communicated to the child and the environment that this child still belongs on a soul level to another family system, even if nobody knows of any family members nor has access to them. For the family who has agreed to the adoption and given the child away, it is paramount that they count the adopted child amongst their own children and give them a name and a space in their lineage and openly communicate within their family that this child belongs to them, even if it hurts at first. The family system in which the child is adopted into does not belong to the family. So let's look at the family system in which the child is adopted into. This does not belong to the family system of the child. Only in rare circumstances will there be a crossover. The family who is adopting a child has their own entanglements and emotional traumas in their system, which led to the adoption or to receive an egg or sperm donation. This desire doesn't come out of nowhere. There will be a soul cause lying within intergenerational trauma if a family cannot expand because a partner cannot conceive a child. A family constellation in the method of Bert Hellinger brings to light the soul cause of the wish to bring up a child as their own, despite the fact it doesn't belong to the same family system, and allows the souls to move towards healing in this family system by revealing this underlying condition in a family constellation, which might be an entanglement with an ancestor who has lost a child. Here is the adopted child the helper and enabler for this step forward towards healing the family wound of another family system, and deserves gratitude and love from the family for the sacrifice of leaving the rightful place in their own family, not the adopting family, for rescuing a child, as society may perceive it. So to all the adopted children and those conceived by donations, we say thank you for your service to make the family wound visible and give it a chance to heal. That's it for episode 3. In the next episode, we will talk about how to use the method of family constellation to look at the dynamics in workplaces with a systemic constellation of an organization, and we will find out what the mother has to do with it. Thank you for listening. If you want to bring more happiness and freedom to your life and the life of your loved ones, please visit us at familyconstellationvirtual.com and sign up for a workshop, a training, or a one-on-one session, and check out our YouTube channel. If you sign up for our newsletter to stay tuned, you will also receive for free our guided meditation, The Gift, to help you connect with your ancestors.